Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
The final edition.
What are the wild waves saying as they rolled upon the shore?
This week we have science, a little perversion, and Ebby Parker's dead-on script about college radio. Then in the second half of the show, we chat about our real-life terrible bosses, and as usual, whenever we talk about our lives on or off the air, Jessica tops everybody. This is the final edition, Radio Hour.
Man on the street!
Celebrity chef Guy Fieri and an executive from Planet Hollywood are developing a chain of restaurants called Chicken Guy, which include chicken fingers and 22 different sauces. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
Hey! Two of these sauces are maple syrup.
Can I get the sauce number 19, murky liquid?
All right, one of the sauces is shampoo.
22 sauces? I bet every flavor's avocado toast.
I don't know what to do. There's 23 chicken fingers.
22 sauces? You want me to come now?
Oh, and ketchup, 23.
The sauces include his famous donkey sauce.
Not to be confused with Tijuana donkey sauce.
Wait, both locations are in Florida? That is so exciting. I can't wait till they're featured on Cops.
If you mix all 22 sauces together, you get Mountain Dew.
If you mix all 22 sauces together, it just tastes like chicken.
You're going to get much hotter sauces at Guy Fieri's.
So could I wear my chicken costume to Guy Fieri's?
What part of the chicken is a chicken finger?
It's just saying they're actually chicken dicks.
Yeah. And the chickens wander around.
I do, but not the dicks.
Gee, what's up with that lady? Anyway, can I get a bucket of all dicks, please?
if you don't mind.
It was an accident at the factory. It's oops, all dicks.
Oh, no, it's all dicks.
Science Friday. Pluto is not a planet, nor is Earth. There are no planets. The smallest particle in the universe is a 2007 Nissan Altima. The second smallest particle is the same car in a hatchback. The third smallest, an electron.
Science Friday is a production of the University of Texas at Austin.
Everybody, we're back here at KPJC, Pacoima Junior College, and once again, this is Brewster. In case you forgot, and that was Leftist Baby Arm with their new single, Lovesick Piss Boy, which is currently available in bubblegum pink vinyl only. Before that was the Gigglebats with Patrick's Tears, and they will be performing at an all-ages show this Wednesday night in Pacoima at the Stink Bomb. That show starts at 11:40 p.m., so I hope to see you all out there. Also, in that set was Princess Unicorn with their hit song, Mr. Sassy Pants. It's been getting a lot of attention on Vimeo right now, so check that out. I have a quick announcement. The All Ages show this Wednesday at the Stink Bomb in Pacoima has been canceled due to a sudden outbreak of rabies in that area. The show will be postponed pending further city ordinances. And finally, at the top of the set was the Judge Judy's with the song Happy Pig. They started out through a GoFundMe campaign 2 months ago and will be playing at Dakota Johnson's birthday party this weekend, so congrats to them. Well, that's all my time for this week's show.
Honey, are you almost done? Sorry, but no one was around, so I just let myself in. Did you already sign off on that thing?
No! Mom, I'm still on the air. Can't you just go wait in the car? OMG, we go through this every time you visit me. Well,
I don't think you want me to drag all that laundry I washed for you in here, do you?
Mother, there's like a dozen people that can hear this.
Well, maybe they should. I'll go wait in the car, you little ingrate.
Sorry for that. Technical difficulty. Thanks for listening, guys. I'm Brewster. Next week, here's some more music.
I'm so depressed. I've tried exercise, therapy, medication, but nothing seems to work.
Maybe we can help. I'm Peggy Seed, founder of the Pedicate Clinic. Did you know that according to a recent study, human semen has antidepressant qualities?
Wasn't that study challenged?
Challenged, but not refuted. So we have created the world's first holistic wellness center specializing in seminal colonic irrigation.
Well, seminal means semen, and colonic means...
First, the anal cavity is massaged with essential oils. Then we insert the rectal catheter to a depth of about, 6 to 8 inches. We irrigate the area with male nectar. Donors are rated for health, potency, and girth.
Donors?
Don't worry, it isn't sex, it's science. And your treatment is finished. How do you feel?
Sort of confused.
Should we sign you up for another session?
Yeah.
The Pedicate Clinic, where a teaspoon of prevention is worth a load of cure.
Dow Jones Industrial Average Pictures, in collaboration with the John D. Rockefeller Economic Awareness Council, proudly presents Millionaires. They're just like us.
Billy, you need to eat your broccoli so you'll grow big and strong.
No, I hate it. Can't I just take expensive vitamins instead?
We'd all like to replace gross vegetables with expensive vitamins, but they're so expensive. If you won't finish your broccoli, you can just go to your room. We're not millionaires, you know.
Fine. I wish I was a millionaire. Then my life would be different.
Oh, really?
Who are you?
I'm Rich Grandpa Dividends. I speak for the rich and powerful people who run this country.
What does that mean?
Well, you know that book, The Lorax?
Oh, I see. He spoke for the trees. And you speak for the millionaires who can't speak for themselves.
No, I hunted the very last Lorax for sport. It tasted terrible. But I was able to do that because I'm a millionaire. I heard your wish earlier, Billy.
Are you here to make me a millionaire too?
No. Giving you something just because you needed it would be filthy, degenerate communism. But I am here to tell you to stop your fretting. Because we millionaires are just like the rest of you.
Really? I bet you don't have to eat broccoli.
Sure we do. Even millionaires forget to take their expensive vitamins sometimes. In fact, there are many ways we're the same. For example, do you take Ubers, Billy?
Sure, but I didn't know millionaires did.
Did you think we drove ourselves? But seriously, taking Uber saves us a fortune on minimum wage chauffeur salaries.
Wow! Maybe there will be a millionaire in my next Uber pool!
Very unlikely, Billy. You see, we can afford the premium Uber Lux service.
Whoa! Does it come with crazy special features like better cars or faster routes?
Why, it comes with the greatest amenity of all. Not having to spend even 1 second around a poor person.
How else are millionaires like us?
Do you enjoy going to ball games, Billy?
Do I?
Well, so do we. Just because we sit in private skyboxes, and instead of hot dogs, we eat lobster dogs, and instead of light beer, we drink cognac, and we don't really watch the game or even show up, doesn't mean we don't enjoy the same recreational pastimes as you.
Golly, I guess everyone likes baseball.
Is baseball the one where they refuse to kneel?
But I bet you have better health care than us.
Oh my, no. Medicine is just about the same for everyone. Granted, when I finish binge drinking my liver to death, I can afford to skip the donor line and buy a new healthy liver from a secret list.
You mean millionaires have access to unlisted, willing organ donors?
Well, for legal reasons, you probably shouldn't say willing.
Gee, I guess millionaires are just like me, but I still don't want to eat broccoli. Do you think I'll ever be a millionaire, Rich Grandpa Dividends?
No, Billy. We very carefully wrote the rules so that would never happen. But our country only functions because people think they might be the exception.
I work really hard in school. I bet I'll be the one who makes it.
I'm sure you will, Billy. I'm sure you will.
Well, I guess I better go apologize to Mom.
No! What? The first thing you have to know about being a millionaire is to never apologize. I'll go talk some sense into her. Quick question. How much would she miss her liver?
So the next time you think about ignorantly bashing one of our country's many selfless entrepreneurs, remember this, Pinko. Millionaires! They're just like us!
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So as we record this, Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's former fixer, has just been testifying about working for the Trump Organization. So the cast here at the Final Edition is going to stop for a minute and talk about the worst bosses we ever had.
One of the first guys I worked for during college was this guy who like produced Lifetime movies. And he was kind of this miserable dude. And I would like work out of his house at like a small room. And this guy was like, he was a super like Francophile, like anything that was French.
Big fan of James Franco.
Huge James Franco fan. No, anything that was French was amazing. Anything that was American was stupid. Mm-hmm. But he was from Ohio. And
I hate him already.
Yeah. But he was like, oh, you're so American. Like anything you would do that was stupid was like, ah, oh, you're being such an American. One day I'm working late and it was like 10 o'clock at night and dude comes into my office with his robe on completely open.
A bad
dick
hat.
Just chilling out. No. Yeah. His dick just hanging out. And I'm like trying to like avoid, you know, my eyes are up here or whatever. And he gives me this. He gives me, oh, Gil, don't be so American.
So your boss was Harvey Feierstein. No, Firestein.
Weinstein, Firestein, which we got to pick one.
Although he was behaving more like Harvey Weinstein. Yeah,
that's what his voice sounded like.
The body of Weinstein, the voice of Firestein.
Harvey Firewine.
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 I used to work at a grocery. I've been kind of lucky, I guess. I get along with people for the most part, except for Gil. I had a job in high school. I worked at a grocery store. And it was a Shop and Save in Hermitage, Pennsylvania, if you know it. It's long defunct. But this guy was a big jerk. He owned the store, but like he drove like a nice car. I think it was like a Lexus or something. It was like the early 2000s. And this guy just thought he was the greatest. So he used to walk around. Like he would walk
Lexus
into the store.
Lexus was the height of fashion.
It was the height of fancy cars.
In the early 2000s?
PA.
Oh my God.
You say this? And he would walk in with like a shitty polo shirt, like tucked in, looking like a total douche, and would come in with like moccasins. And he's one of those bosses
driving
that would...
Driving moccasins.
Yeah. Yes.
Driving moccasins.
And he would take off the driving ones, put on his store moccasins, and then come in.
Like Mr. Rogers.
But he would, except with none of the charm, and he would come into the store.
Half the personality.
And that type of boss who would immediately walk in and be like, this needs done. This isn't good. What is this? Why is this over here? Like, he would never be around except to show up when he was bitching about shit. And so he used to come. I can't believe he didn't fire me on the spot because he had fired a bunch of people. But he used to come in, and one day he had caught me just like walking through the aisle, like eating out of a 25-cent bag of chips. Because they were like,
Utz?
I believe they were either Snyder of Berlin or Snyder of Hanover. It was one or the other. And so he would come in all the time and yell at people and be like, this needs done. So they were like, Nick, would you go face aisle 6 or something, you know, when you pull all the shit up to the front. So I was just like walking around like, just moving a couple boxes.
Yeah.
And he just saw me walking around eating chips in like my uniform. He's like, what are you doing? What is this? And I was just like, okay, dude. And I just started walking to the front, and he was following me like, what are you doing? What is it? He just kept complaining at me, but I just kept walking like, okay. And I think, I don't know if he was impressed or something, but he didn't end up firing me.
I like this kid's spirit.
Yeah.
He ignores me.
Kid. I hate you. But whatever.
I had a boss in high school, one of my first jobs at the local college.
Okay.
The biology department of a local college.
All right. One of them. Yeah.
And she was the secretary, and I would like help her out with errands, like make copies or go to the post office and buy stamps and stuff. But mostly she didn't really have that much for me to do. And I would just sit around and chat with her. And she was really, friendly and ebullient. And, I was like 16, I guess. And, she invited me to a party at her house. And it was the first time I tried pot. And, oh, wait a minute. She is my favorite boss. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I guess I was confused.
Damn.
I was helping a friend open a bakery. She opened a bakery in New York, and this is a good friend, and she was a good boss, actually. But the baker she hired...
not your boss.
Well, she wasn't my boss, but she had seniority over me. And what she would do...
Barry's never had a job where he didn't answer to all of the other people.
Essentially, yes.
He's the producer of this.
She would hang near me while I was tending to the customers. I was front of the house. She was back of the house. But she would be right in my ear saying, you know, just, oh, that was stupid and what you did there. And, you know, just like these sort of cutting and, you know, belittling remarks so that I could hear it, but the customer couldn't. So I couldn't argue back with her. And I knew enough not to argue with a fellow employee in front of the customers, but she was just trying
you knew
to provoke
that much at least.
At least I knew that much, but she was trying to provoke like a problem.
Would she like walk over to the customers and put like 2 Kaiser rolls over their ears so they didn't hear it, or how did that work?
Cinnamon rolls.
My worst boss. It's hard to call my worst boss because I got a lot out of it, but I worked the Bonnaroo Music Festival for a few years.
What was it?
Like the Bonnaroo Music Fest.
Really?
Yeah, I worked Bonnaroo for 3 years, and I got paid. I might know your friend. I got paid more to work Bonnaroo than people paid to go to Bonnaroo.
Your friend is Frank Bonnaroo?
Oh, I love Frank. He's great.
He's a great guy.
Heir to the Bonnaroo fortune.
Yeah.
So like all the people when you pull into Bonnaroo, you give them your tickets. Those are all volunteers. They volunteer to work these like insane like 12-hour shifts for free, and the trade-off is they get to go to the festival. My job was to just be there for 12 hours to supervise them and make sure they weren't stealing wristbands. I had literally nothing to do. They were supposed to be 12-hour shifts. You work 2 12-hour shifts. I got paid like $600 or $700. And like I got paid because like the guy who got me the job two or three weeks after Bonnaroo would show up at my house with an envelope full of 20s. And I got to go to the entire music fest. It was basically a sweet gig.
Sounds
except
terrible.
This company was so poorly managed that I worked for. So like you're supposed to work these like 12-hour shifts. And they're like, I would always get the overnight shift because I was like the people that were like worked. They were the same company that did like parking at Eagles games and stuff. So like,
very prestigious.
The people that worked all the Eagles games got the preferred Eagles shifts. Games. The Eagles games, yeah. And the people that were like brought in seasonally to work Bonnaroo got like the crappy shifts. So I had to work night shifts. So I was supposed to work from like 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. No shift was ever actually 12 hours. It was always, if they showed up at 9 o'clock, it was good. So it was just like being in this field for like 15 to 18 hours.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Just standing there in the heat. And it's night, so it's a little cooler, but it's still Tennessee in the summer and it's humid.
Wow. I was going to actually tell a naked robe.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
From my nannying days.
Oh. Okay.
But I'm going to skip that one. I was going to tell a bakery job.
Oh, yeah, don't tell that one. I think that one's burned.
That
I think
guy only hired me because everyone else was like illegals making $2 an hour and he needed someone on the books.
Wow. Jessica is super Trumpy now.
I heard it.
You've been what?
Drugged. Your story was like a good drug.
Yes.
You've been drugged at a job?
And I worked at a grocery store. I haven't done a festival yet, but the thing is, Gil.
You want to volunteer for PacCella next year?
I worked for Trump.
You worked for Trump?
No.
Shut up.
The apprentice.
What?
Oh.
I feel like I've heard this story before, but go ahead.
I don't really know what to add to this conversation.
No, tell us the story.
Like, go get it, Michael Cohen.
Wow.
Would you testify?
Well, lots of NDAs were signed.
So that's a big yes.
I don't
yes.
have millions
okay.
to, like, give to anybody. Definitely had, like, Mother Jones and a bunch of other people reach out during the campaign.
Wow. Did
you really?
Will you violate that NDA here on air?
I will not. however.
Probably smart.
Not for me personally. Like, he didn't do anything to me except, like, just ridiculous sexism all the time. But other people, like... He had their numbers from like the crew list and would call them at home even though they were married.
Oh no.
On Christmas and
ugh.
Yeah. Ugh. And like make them work overtime so that ugh. He could look at their ass because there was like, you know, only a few female camera operators and he needed to like, and one of them happened to look a little like Ivanka.
Yes.
She was the hot one. So basically, when he started running, we're like, oh, yeah, it's all fucking true what you're hearing. Like, yeah.
Somehow hearing it from you feels like 10 times worse.
Yeah. Can you imagine, though, like when we, like all the crew were like, he's actually right. Oh my God. For the rest of the country, it was like terrible. But for us, it was like, this is.
Yeah. Finally.
What?
Yeah.
This can't be happening because he is vile. Like he's not human.
Right.
Everyone, please comment on the live stream with your worst boss, or you can comment on the. Can people comment on the iTunes? Write to us on our Facebook page.
You can write a comment on iTunes.
Yeah.
At the final edition,
tell us. 533 Boston, Mass. 02134.
Science Friday.
The fourth law of thermodynamics makes it a felony to possess more than an ounce of it for personal use. We all look into the night sky and wonder if there's life on other planets. But when distant aliens look up at the stars, they only think about soccer. Literally everyone in the universe follows soccer except Americans.
Science Friday is a production of the LA County Fair.
Aw, gee, Bagheera, I sure wish I could vote for some of these Democratic candidates, even though they have no chance of winning.
Who says you can't?
Burn Lou, the bear?
Of course you can vote your conscience, little britches, no matter what.
But won't the evil Sheer Conald win the election if we don't choose a candidate everyone likes?
Well, then it's just the price we have to pay for our principles. That's the choice we make when we vote for the Democratic extravagancies, those lofty liberal amenities. Forget about them practical thinking chumps. And choose the Democratic extravagancies, those fall on your sword ideologies, even if it means another 4 years of Trump.
I don't Melbourne, Lou. Can we survive another term of this?
Can we survive living even 1 second without every single thing we want? That's why when I go on Facebook, when I comment on your post, or share clickbait, well, I'd rather be right than vote moderate. I read the headline of an article on somebody else's wall. Said better to tax the 1% than worry about Supreme Court justices. I can't afford to wait. My principles are more important than stopping hate.
You'd give up judges?
You better believe it. You're gonna love feeling morally superior. Now when you go to vote in the primary and your candidate loses to another Hillary, you might feel the need to compromise, cause you just got duped by Russian spies. But there's no need to compromise if you vote for third party guys, or just write in your candidate. My principles are more important than hate. Vote for the
Democratic extravagancies, those lofty liberal amenities. Forget about them practical thinking chumps. And choose the Democratic extravagancies, those fall-on-your-sword ideologies, even if it means another 4 years of Trump.
I don't think I need a job that bad.
So that was all written by Barry Lank, Ebby Parker, Joe Davis, and Ben Kirshner. It was performed and improvised by most of those people, plus Jessica Park, Nick Gilgore, Dominique DeBell, Mike Besaw, Samantha Gerwitz, and Gil Barron. Music, as always, from Kevin MacLeod, among others. All sketches produced and engineered by Barry Lank, with help at UBN Go by the mighty, mighty Kurt Carlson. I'm Barry Lank, and I'm not going to lie, I'm a little drunk. Good night.
Well, I saw the times are getting better, but I see they're getting worse. If I hang around here much longer, they have been driving a hearse, and really, I don't think I need a job that bad.